I was bent on getting near the woman I wished to speak to. And very soon an opening in the crowd allowed me to do so. As I got beside her, I addressed her in a low voice and asked if she was sorry for the murder of her child, and would she wish to leave this place even though it would be a long and sad and suffering road that would take her from it? Gilly, she faltered out. What do you mean? I said, I mean well to you, and if you will watch and follow me, I shall doubtless find some means for us both to leave this dreadful place. For she did not venture to speak, for the other spirits were again crowding around us in a way that was rapidly growing more and more threatening. Although the guise of friendliness was still kept up, the Duchess and her party had returned to their cards with a frightful avidity. They were quarrelling over them and accusing each other of cheating, which I have no doubt was the case, and it seemed as though a fight was about to begin in that corner of the room to vary the monotony of their existence. I noticed also that the others were collecting in groups round the doors so as to keep me from leaving in case I desired to do so, and I saw my enemy with the withered hand whispering with some others of very low degraded type, such as might have been slaves in their past lives. Half a dozen men and women came up and urged me to join in a dance they were indulging in, which was like some of those abominations we read of in descriptions of the witches' sabbaths of the old days of witchcraft, and which I shall certainly not attempt further to describe. That there was truth in these old tales after all, explanation be that these unfortunate beings, who were accused as witches, did really allow themselves to be so dominated by evil spirits that their souls were for a time drawn down to one of these spheres, and took part in some of its frightful orgies. I know not, but there seems truly a marvellous resemblance between these things I was now witnessing and what was related by the so-called witches, most of them poor half-witted mortals more to be pitied than condemned. Thult to call dancing, approached, I saw they were trying to get behind us in a ring and surround us, and some instinct seemed to tell me not to allow them. Close to the wall, holding the woman's hand in mine and whispering to her not to leave go of me on any account, were now gathering towards my end of the room. The dull ferocity of their faces and wild savage glitter of their eyes in terrible contrast to their affectation of light-hearted gaiety. Sonified, for once their quarrels and jealousies merged in their common desire to do me harm, to get me down and trample me and rend me to pieces. The ring of a storm came here and there, broken disjointed words of hate and menace, while those dancing demons kept up their wild antics in front of us. All at once a great cry, a yell of fury broke from them. Spider, an enemy has got amongst us. Carry away our victims. Stamp upon him. Lo, away with him. Leaps down the mountainside they rushed upon us, those raging fiends, and I for one thought we were done for and could not but regret that I had been drawn into entering the place at all. Just as the nearest of them were actually upon us, the wall behind opened and faithful friend and another spirit drew us through, the wall closing again so suddenly that the yelling crowd scarce realized how we had disappeared. Once outside we were borne away to a short distance, whence looking back, we could see through the walls, which had become transparent to our eyes, the whole mass of spirits quarrelling and fighting with each other like so many devils, each blaming the others that we had been allowed to escape. Had you allowed yourself to join even for a moment in any of their pursuits, we should not have been able to help you, for you would have become clothed for a time with their material magnetism, and these walls would have held you, like them, prisoner, since you would have become too gross to pass through them. Yet, and you must look to seeing them again, for even the brief time upon the earth plane during which you yielded to their influence and thought of following their suggestions has created a link between you and them which it will be difficult to sever till you yourself stand on a height of spiritual development which will set a gulf between you. As yet, I am told, you have not fully overcome your own passions. You have learned to subdue and control them, but all desire for revenge upon those who wronged you in the past is not dead. Until that is so, you will not be able to shake yourself entirely free from these beings, especially while you are in your own particular sphere where they indeed are strong. Fought a battle not unlike that which you wage now, and I know none better how hard it is to forgive where we have been deeply wronged. Do it thoroughly and freely someday, and then will these dark spirits have lost power to cross your path. My directions are now to guide you to the palace of one you will be surprised to see, for he is one whose name is familiar to you though he lived on earth long before your time. Felt surprise at finding how little these beings here are able to disguise from you their real spiritual state. Know, then, that you owe this power of clearer and purer vision to her whose pure love flows ever to you as a constant stream of crystal water, giving you the power to perceive higher things and a perception of these lower spirits in all their foulness. In yourself and your beloved one there is now so strong a link that you unconsciously partake of the powers of her higher nature even as she shall partake of the strength of yours, and thus though to yourself, in your own present state of spiritual development, much of the corruption of this place might be glossed over by the art of these dark beings, yet in the clearer, purer perception you draw from her you possess a power to perceive things as they truly are and must appear to a pure spirit beholding them. Thus the glamour of deception is thrown over your senses in vain. Great, then, is her love in its protecting power for you, and truly was I told that her love would be as a shield to you, my friend, in all your trials. Leave this sphere. I am to show you another picture that will, I fear, sadden even while it instructs you. And that is the picture of one, such as you would have been without her love, left to battle alone with the hopeless burden of your sins and passions, able to see only as far as your own unaided powers of vision could show you, and deprived of all that wellspring of purity and love that ever flows to you from her. In this place is over. You are to follow me to a spot where you will see this other picture, and we know the sight will make you doubly tender and considerate to those unhappy men whom you can help better than any, since you will know that but for her saving love you must have sunk like them, and in the fullness of your gratitude we know you will seek to do for others what has been done for yourself. We turned away from the spot silently together, my heart too full for me to answer him in any words of a bright angel of the upper spheres, and were assured she would have every help given her to progress.